With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Biden met with European partners on a whirlwind trip to Germany.
The president spent the day Friday in Berlin for talks with the German chancellor, as well as the president of France and the British prime minister. They discussed the conflict in the Middle East and Russia's war in Ukraine. Mr. Biden urged Western allies to keep supporting the Ukrainians.
Also at SRNnews.com, a major small business advocate is blasting a plan from Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris to offer a $50,000 tax credit for new startup businesses. Correspondent Jeremy House reports.
The Job Creators Network says Harris's proposal is an insult to small business owners. Officials are questioning why benefits should be given to startups who may or may not use a delayed benefit. Meanwhile, they point out no benefit would be offered at all to the tens of millions of small business owners already serving their customers and communities. A recent poll by the Job Creators Network showed Harris trailing former President Donald Trump by 12 points among small business owners. Jeremy House reporting.
Kamala Harris kicked off a marathon day of campaign appearances in Michigan, highlighting how former President Donald Trump has recently backed out of three sit-down interviews, citing exhaustion as the cause, something the former president patently denies.
Tell me when you've seen me take even a little bit of a rest. Not only am I not, I'm not even tired. I'm really exhilarated. You know why? We're killing her in the polls because the American people don't want her. She didn't pass her bar exam. She's not a smart person. She's not a person that should represent our country.
A fast-moving fire fed by strong winds burned two homes in a hillside neighborhood in Oakland, California, where roughly 500 people were ordered to evacuate, several other homes damaged by smoke and water. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on sex change operations. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
According to a new poll released by the Center Square, 59% of registered voters say there should be a federal law that bars children from undergoing so-called gender confirmation surgeries or receiving drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. Breaking the numbers down, 82% of Republicans support a federal ban, as do 56% of independents and 36% of Democrats. President Biden and his administration do not support any kind of limitations on sex change operations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Three states are asking a judge to let them try a new approach with a lawsuit to force the federal government to reduce access to the abortion pill mifepristone. The request from Idaho, Kansas, and Missouri comes months after the Supreme Court refused to undo the FDA's 2000 approval of the pill. The court found that the pro-life plaintiffs did not have the right to sue. This is SRN News. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on another government investigation into Boeing's safety compliance.
The government announces its continuing close oversight of Boeing, which intensified after a panel blew off an Alaska Air jet mid-flight in January. The FAA says its review will examine key areas of safety procedures. Last week, the Transportation Department's Inspector General said there are weaknesses in FAA's oversight. The auditor said the FAA failed to ensure Boeing and its suppliers are meeting engineering and design requirements for parts, and that it's failed to investigate claims Boeing's putting improper pressure on its safety inspectors. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll always find more news and analysis at Town Hall, or rather at SRN News, and at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.